You might remember back in July that the elephants from Dublin Zoo were in the news for very sad reasons. They were struck down with the outbreak of EEHV, which unfortunately killed two young elephants, Zinda and Avani. Other elephants from the herd also tested positive for the virus but did not show any symptoms. Well, there's good news. Good news today coming from Dublin Zoo and Phoenix Park, as all the remaining herd of elephants have been given the all clear. Emma Flynn, brilliant news.
Yes, excellent, Ray, and thanks very much for having me on the show to speak about this today.
Yes, you're a large animal vet, I presume.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could say that, I suppose, when you're dealing with a couple of thousand kilos. Yeah, so I'm part of the vet team at Dublin Zoo,
right.
And we treat all the animals there, big and small. I mean, it's good news today that, you know, we've given everything the green light, and our herd at Dublin Zoo now are clear of the disease and no one is sick, no one is showing clinical signs.
Brilliant.
So we're really happy with them.
So how many elephants are in the herd?
So there are four now, I suppose.
Yes.
We have Dina, Asha, Samaya, and then Angbo is our new bull elephant. So he has been gradually integrated in the herd as of last week. So they're all together now, and they're all doing very well.
Right. And would elephants grieve? Because I know they're very social animals. Would they grieve Zinda and Avani?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, it is a family group, and you know, animals are so intelligent as a species. And unfortunately, we saw it firsthand, the grieving process they went through when Zinda and Avani passed away. And it's really harrowing. It's really difficult, you know, for all the team to see. But they do grieve, and it can kind of be similar to humans. And I suppose it takes a little while for everything to settle down. You know, but I suppose their welfare is most important to us.
Yeah.
And the animal care team in the zoo have done such a remarkable job in you know, keeping them healthy, keeping them good, you know, giving them everything they need to display their natural behaviours. So they're doing really well now, and their behaviours are excellent.
So EEHV, the first E stands for elephant, and the
yes.
V stands for virus, I would imagine. So the what's in the middle there?
The endotheliotrophic herpes virus.
Right.
Which is a bit of a mouthful, but basically it's a herpes virus that Asian elephants can contract. They get it, and it remains dormant in their system. You know, it can remain there for many years, and I suppose they're at risk when they're youngsters. So between the ages of 2 and 8 or 9, they appear most at risk, where they haven't developed necessary antibodies to fight the disease.
Mm.
So we really don't know why it manifests as clinical disease, you know, in some individuals and not in others, and why it's, you know, more aggressive in others and not in some. But it's a really difficult disease to treat. And unfortunately, as you said, we did lose two youngsters.
And I remember listening to the report at the time, and there was a lot of, I suppose, nobody knew where it came from. Although it lies dormant, surely something must bring it on.
We really don't know,
no.
It can be fairly sporadic and fairly random in why. And we know our herds, you know, they have been latently infected for a long time. We knew it was in our herd. I suppose, you know, we've moved elephants in and out. We have, you know, the Dublin Zoo herd's well represented in Australia, on the continent,
yes.
In America, you know, and they're all well. So it's really unusual why it kind of presents itself fairly randomly. But all we can do is continue surveillance and, you know, catch it early and treat it early.
And the Angbo was in quarantine. This is the new bull elephant.
Yes.
Before the EEHV struck, or after, or when?
Yeah, so he was in quarantine before that.
Uh-huh.
And he never showed any, he never tested, he never showed any signs of disease. He always remained negative for
yes.
the disease.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good, I suppose, ultimately, because we wanted him to join the herd.
Yeah.
And of course, he came from Chester, who have been great in supporting us through the whole ordeal. You know, veterinary support as well as getting us medicines, blood transfusion, blood products, things like that. So he came from that herd, and you know, unfortunately, they have had their own woes with EHV, and that's the real worry, I suppose, you know, with elephants. under human care and in the wild, this is a disease that is, you know, it's it can decimate numbers of Asian elephants worldwide. So it's really something we need to tackle.
But that's why today is a good day.
It's a great day. I mean, you know, we had Asha, Dean Asha and Samaya were positive. Samaya was undergoing some significant treatments, and we can say that she, you know, she survived the disease thanks to, you know, thanks to the care team, thanks to the treatments that she received. And it is bittersweet, but good will come out of this. There's a lot of research ongoing, and I'm sure Dublin Zoo will be right in the thick of that in the coming years.
Well, I see in the press release that the boss man out there thanked Christoph Schwitzer, thanked the Gardaí.
Yes.
What part did they play in it?
Yeah, so the Gardaí alongside, so the train of events at Chester Zoo had had vital blood plasma actually from Angbo and another one of their elephants. And plasma transfusions with rich antibodies can be helpful in treating the disease. So we needed to get that quickly to Dublin Zoo. So the British government and the Irish government worked, you know, hand over fist, and within 24 hours we had the products on the island of Ireland. And of course we need to get them quickly, very quickly, to the zoo. So Garda Síochána did an escort from the port to the zoo so we could get those plasma products in as soon as we could.
Okay.
So, you know, the support we received, governmental, from the guards, and, you know, from the public themselves, it's just been overwhelming. We can't thank them enough.
A lot of well-wishers.
Yes.
I'm curious as to know, how do you dispose of two elephants? What happens?
Yes. So it's necessary for them to undergo post-mortem.
Okay.
So they will have a post-mortem where we will learn about the disease even more, and, you know, that in itself is good. And when that's finished, then basically a specialist company will come in, they'll take the remains and they'll cremate the remains, and they'll be disposed of then. Yeah.
And so have you been at an elephant's post-mortem before, Emma?
Well, not until this summer, unfortunately.
Okay, so you were at the post-mortem, were you?
Yes, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, look, it's, you know, so from bad must come good. So we did. We learned a lot about the disease and how it affects the system. Yeah, yeah. So it is important, I suppose, for the future conservation of the species that we know as much as we can in life and in death, I suppose.
Was that a scary situation to be in? An elephant's post-mortem. They're big animals, we all know that. And you have to cut it open and, you know, the innards fall out, I would imagine, do they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit grim, but I mean, with the help from UCD, the veterinary school in UCD, they were great. The pathology department there assisted us with the post-mortems, and I mean, they're superb in what they do. And yeah, it's a big animal, but it's, you know, I suppose we're unfortunately used to looking at
not so
nice things. Day
the
day,
internal organs of most mammals are just different sizes.
Similar.
Yeah,
just
similar.
Bigger. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now Angbo is out with the rest of the herd now, so people can see him. Yeah, which is great. And is he there? Does he have a task?
Yes, so he is now our new bull elephant in Dublin Zoo. So we're part of the EEP breeding program for Asian elephants. So this is the European breeding program where we attempt to increase the population of Asian elephants under human care. So he will go in there as the mating bull elephant. So he's been integrated in the herd now. Everyone's getting on very, very well. They're delighted with his presence. It's great to see them all having good fun, and hopefully in the coming years, we'll have some breeding success.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing us that good news today, Emma Flynn, vet at Dublin Zoo. Back to work now, Emma.
Thanks very much.
Good luck. See you.
Thanks. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.